जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना पल्लभ गिरिवर दहरी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर दहरी जशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन जशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीर वन चहरी जमुना तीर वन चहरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अस्ततरो श्री श्रीमद्स डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदंत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर बीबीटी फाउंडर शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। कंतुराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। शिल व्यास देव की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। भक्ति वेदंत पोपोज की जय। Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Haribo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28. Kapila's instructions on devotional service. Today's text number 33. Dhyanayanam Prahasitam. Bahula Adara Usta Basa Arunayita Tanu Dvija Kundapankti Dhyayet Svadeha Kuhare. Avasitasya Vishnu Bhaktya Adraya Arpita Manaha Na Prithak Didrikshet. Dhyanayanam prahasitam bahuladarustam. Basharunya yata tanudvija kunda pankti. Dhyayet svadeha kuhare vasitasya Vishnu Bhaktya ridrayarpita manana pritak dirikshet. Is there another meter for this, or it's okay? Someone knows another meter to chant this verse? Oh, it's okay. Rani? Yeah. Mataji's. Dhyanayanam easily meditated upon. Prahasitam, the laughter. Bahula, abundant. Adraha Osta, of his lips. Bhasa, by the splendor. Arunayita, rendered rosy. Tanu, small. Dvija, teeth. Kundapankti, like a row of jasmine buds. Dhyayet, he should meditate upon. Svadeha kuhare, in the core of his heart. Avasitasya, who resides. Vishnu, of Vishnu. Bhaktiya, with devotion. Adraya, steeped in love. Arpita manaha, his mind being fixed. Na, not. Pritak, anything else. Dikrikshat, he should desire to see. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. With a devotion steeped in love and affection, the yogi should meditate within the core of his heart upon the laughter of Lord Vishnu. The laughter of Lord Vishnu is so captivating that it can be easily meditated upon. When the Supreme Lord is laughing, one can see his small teeth, which resemble jasmine buds, rendered rosy by the splendor of his lips. Once devoting his mind to this, the yogi should no longer desire to see anything else. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is recommended that the yogi visualize the laughter of the Lord after studying his smile very carefully. These particular descriptions of meditation on the smile, laughter, face, lips, and teeth all indicate conclusively that God is not impersonal. It is described herein that one should meditate upon the laughter or smiling of Vishnu. There is no other activity that can completely cleanse the heart of the devotee. The exceptional beauty of the laughter of Lord Vishnu is that when he smiles, his small teeth, which resemble the buds of jasmine flowers, at once become reddish, reflecting his rosy lips. If the yogi is able to place the beautiful face of the Lord in the core of his heart, he will be completely satisfied. In other words, when one is absorbed in seeing the beauty of the Lord within himself, the material attraction can no longer disturb him. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam vancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanabhya vaishnavabhya namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadha shiva sadi gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was ISKCON's first Janmashtami on September 8, 1966. At 26 Second Avenue in New York. Srila Prabhupada decided at that day, more affectionately known as Swamiji. He decided on that day that he will give his initiation for the first time in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So the initiation did not take place in the 26th Avenue storefront temple because people will feel there's a fire here and the fire brigade has to come. So Prabhupada had to have a fire yagya. So the fire yagya took place. Prabhupada had a two-roomed apartment behind. If you go to the back door, you can see it even today. On the upper floor, not the ground floor, on the upper floor, behind 26 Second Avenue. So the fire sacrifice for the initiation took place in the front room of the two-roomed apartment. And before that, there is a hallway. If you go today, you can also see. We have rented that place. So there's a hallway. So Prabhupada began the initiation ceremony and he initiated 11 devotees for the first time. Among them was at that time Umapati Prabhu, who was known as Umapati Swami, and Hayagriva, who's left us now. So when it came to the end of the mantras for chanting in terms of swaha, 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 at the end you have to put the bananas in. At that time the initiates were suffocating a little from the smoke. But when Prabhupada asked them to put the bananas into the fire, the bananas automatically extinguish the flames. And what happens? The smoke increases. And someone wanted to open the window. And they said, Prabhupada said, don't open the windows. Like that. And some of the initiates, they left the fire yagya and they opened the door and they ran into the hallway. They could not take this thing. Like that. So Prabhupada started laughing. This is called Hasita. This verse is saying that, Hasita, like that. And Prabhupada started laughing in such a way, he was looking intently only at the mouth of Vishnu, who was also laughing. At the mouth of Vishnu. And the mouth of Vishnu had these, you could say cinders. You know what's cinders of a flame? That's like it's like when you see cinders of a flame, the cinders, they tend to be rosy red. It's in this verse. Rosy red. And what's the words? Arunayita, rendered rosy. So the flames that are rendered rosy when it comes to the cindering farm in the yajna, it's like the lips of mouth, the lips of Vishnu, like that. And when Prabhupada saw that, he immediately stood up. And that Vishnu was his presiding deity. And he was swaying for the first time amongst the initiates. He was swaying. He was dancing in this famous Swami step, you know, slowly, like that. And all the initiates came back from the hallway and they also started swaying. And then after that, when that happened, then Prabhupada sat down after some time, and the initiates also sat down, and he laughed and laughed, and he said something to the effect, he said, I thought there was so much smoke here that somebody would have already called the fire brigade. And he started laughing again, but the fire brigade never came. And he said, but this smoke is most auspicious. Like that. And the amazing thing is, you can ask even Umapati Swami today, he was there. Like that. Everyone was tearing. You know, tearing. Smoke. Makes it. But Prabhupada was not. He was seeing the teeth and the rosy lips of the mouth of Vishnu. Like that. Was not. That's it. Then there's various words in terms of this prahasitam. Like that. So we know one of the ecstasies in devotional service is hasyaras. Like that. For the devotees as well as for the Lord. Prahasitam. Hasita. Hasita means laughter. In that sense. So Krishna is also called Smita Krishna. Smita means that he is smiling but you cannot see his teeth. Like that. And then Hasita itself means that when he smiles a little more from internally, it exhibits where the teeth can be slightly seen. Like that. And when the devotee or Krishna smiles even more, that is called vihasita. And vihasita means that when the teeth can be seen and it's beautiful. You do not see the smile when it's smiling. You do not see the lips when it's smiling. But when the teeth are quite distinct in its array of rows, vyasita, like that. And when the teeth begin to smile themselves besides the lips, like that, that is called avahasita. And avahasita indicates that when you see that with the Lord, when the teeth begins to smile at you, it's as if it is smiling, but it is. As if means with material senses. It is means with spiritual senses. Like that. So when avasita is there, then what happens? It affects the devotee where he is like, am I really seeing this or what? So what happens is, to the devotee, his eyes becomes a little squint, you know, squinting. Is this true that these teeth are smiling? Squint. So when you get affected in your own person by seeing the teeth of the Lord, that is avasatit. Ava hasita. That's the Lord smiling in that sense. Now, when the Lord smiles, and when he sheds tears on the sense of his shoulders begin to shake. You know, when they smile in such a way, you're not moving, but your shoulders just shake. like that. That is called apahasita. Apahasita, like that. Now we get this word apasampradaya. We get another word aparada. See? In other words, when the smile, apa, leaves the teeth, and when the smile leaves the lips, it deviates. Upper. It goes away to the shoulders. And the shoulders move as if it's smiling. Upper hasita. Like that. See? And what happens to the devotee when he sees that, when the Lord does that? He becomes stunned. Like a painted picture. He doesn't move. Huh? Completely stunned. In that sense. And finally there is Ati Hasita. The Lord smiling. Now what happens to Hase Hatita? The smile moves to his feet. From the shoulders it vibrates all the way down to his lotus feet. He cannot stand in one place. Because of that ecstasy of the smiling, it moves right down into his person. It's non-different. It moves into his feet. What is that verse? Where one sense of the Lord can do the function of another sense from Brahma Samhita? Huh? Okay, Maharaj, tell us loudly. Come on. Yes. Ujvala Vrigahasya. Ujvala means the crest jewel of one sense of another that moves in. Angani Yasya. All the limbs can do the function of the other limbs. Then his feet begin to smile. And when the feet smile, it's like when the lips smile, it cannot... It cannot stay in one place. It has to move. So similarly, the feet, when it smiles, it has to move. And what happens? When the feet moves, in terms of hati hasita, when the feet moves, then what happens to the Lord? That comes to the hands, the transcendental hands of the Lord. And what happens? He claps. He claps. Like that. And when he claps, the smile moves back into his lips, rosy lips, and the teeth, it's as if it's going to leave. It becomes like an overwhelming laughter. Atihasita. Like that. Now this has happened in a place called Anjanavan. Who knows Anjanavan? Vaishnav Prabhu, you been to Anjanavan? Haven't been? Who knows where's Anjanavan in Braj? Oh, you haven't been. You stay in Braj, you haven't been to Anjanavan. I'm a little disappointed. You ask Dinabandhu, he'll tell you where's Anjanavan. I've been there several times. It's a very secluded place. It's not on the path of Vraj Mandala Parikrama. And you cannot go there in the rainy season. Whole place is flooded. It's between Varshana and Nandagram. Anjanavan. Prem Anjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Shanta Shadeva Ridayashu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram. So Shama Sundar is there. Achincha Guna Swarupam Guna Swarup. That form. Yes, is there. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Like that. It's a very deep verse. So prem anjana. This prema is not in Krishna. And you decorate anjana. So one's consciousness is decorated with prema. Prema, anjana, like that. And the principal personality who's decorated with prema anjana is our? Our means belonging to us. Our? Srimati Radharani. Yes, she must belong to you. Otherwise another woman will belong to you. Otherwise. She must belong to you. Otherwise, what happens? You'll belong to somebody else. You give your heart to somebody else. You rather take her consciousness and heart and keep Paramanjana. So she's decorated with loving Krishna. She is composed of the nature of loving Krishna. That is a form. Prema Anjana. Like that. So even when you go to Anjana Van today, you will see that Srimati Radharani used to be there, rendezvous, meeting place. Yes. So she comes first. And how does she come first? In the before dawn, in the evening, when day breaks into night, that's dawn, right? No, dusk. Dusk time, yes. Dawn is in the morning. Sorry. So when day breaks into night, the sun's rays, it becomes more potent and more distinct and more powerful when it shines through the trees as the sun is setting. And those sheets of rays of the sun are golden. They are moving golden. They move. It's a person. Those sheets of the rays of the sun. So Srimati Radharani is Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. She's Dapta Kanchana, Kanchana. She's gold, molten gold. She's moving gold. Like that. So she takes shelter of those rays. So nobody can catch her going to the rendezvous, the meeting place. So she comes early. Otherwise somebody will catch where she is going. So she moves when the striking rays comes through the trees. Through this cover of viksha trees. Because she's of the same nature of those striking rays. So nobody can catch. They're thinking only rays are moving, but she's moving. And it's not very long time when these rays are there. So she has to move swiftly. Then Krishna comes. After the sun sets, while it is setting, there is a blackish gray before it becomes pitch black dark. And that is Krishna's color. So he takes shelter of that time. And he has to move even faster because that is very momentary. Extremely momentary. Whereas the sheets of the sun's rays, Tapta Kanchana, is a little longer in its duration of time. So he takes, and he's there. Like that. So the sun was feeling, oh, okay. My Lord is moving, but if I go all the way down, then I will not be able to serve him longer. So let me take this time of dawn, stretch it a little bit. That means it keeps Krishna late. Because he's taking service from that aspect of dawn which is stretched in its time. Time is a servant in this spiritual world. Time is a master, controller in the material nature. Time is eternal. So when Krishna moves to the rendezvous, he's late. So when he's late, he has to come in a very silent way. When somebody is late to meet somebody else, they come downtrodden. They come in a way, okay, I'm sorry, you know, I'm late. Like that. So that time Srimati Radharani, she was also praying that Krishna should be late, because Anjana means to decorate. So she was decorating. Prema Anjana. Your eyes must be tinged with the salve of love. So she was taking natural minerals. This dhuli, dust of Vrindavan, coming onto the rocks, on the banks of the beautiful Kund. You will also find when you go to Anjanavan today. So she was taking this, what do you call that black oil? Mascara? Kajal. They put around black around the eyes of the ladies, gopis, they put around, right? What's the popular term? Kajal. Okay. So she was, what's mascara? Same thing, right? Yeah, but mascara is the more appropriate word in terms of Sanskrit. Kajal means more Hindi or something. Right? Hindi. So mascara. So decorating the eyes, Anjana, with the salve of love. So she decorated one eye. And what is a mirror? The kund. So she's looking and she's decorating. And she was about to decorate the other eye. Then Krishna came very silently from the back and is looking. And she sees in the reflection, oh, it's you, late again. Like that. So immediately when she turns around, she forgot that she only decorated one eye. If you go today to Anjanavan, you will see that stone that she was putting the kund water and mixing, because it's natural minerals, natural decoration from Vrindavan, Brajman, natural things. You'll see that mineral, soft. You'll see that stone, and they worship that stone. Next to the altar, you'll see deities of Radha Shamasund there. Small deities. So she was doing that. So soon as she saw, oh, you're late again. So immediately she turns around and he looks. And he says, hey. What? It's like, you're late and you're laughing? You're late and you're laughing. Ati hasata. Ati hasata. He's laughing, and he's laughing in such a way that he leaps in the air and he claps his hand. Says, see, it's like completely funny for him. He says, what's wrong? He can't even speak because he's ati hasita, you know, overwhelming laugh. And he jumps around and so forth. And when you jump around with great overwhelming laughter, is, you know, his lotus feet are moving and so forth, he's jumping around like anything. And then he closes his eyes. Sometimes when you laugh like anything, your eyes becomes closed. You know, you laugh, because the laughter is contained in the consciousness in the whole body. It doesn't come exhibited externally. So you close your eyes. And the moment he closed his eyes, she was gone. Because he insulted her. Because he saw only one eye was, she's looking funny, only eye was recorded. Yes. And then when she was gone, he opened his eyes, oh, where is she gone? Then he shed tears of separation. And that became that kund. Like that became that. You can visit that kund today. If you don't know where exactly the place is, I'm not here for long, so I'm leaving today. You can ask Dinabandhu, he'll take you to Anjanavan. And this famous pastime of Ati Hasita, that is the epitome, or that is the apex of the laughter ecstasy of the Lord. We see something funny. Thank you. You have any questions or comments? Okay, give the microphone to this. Tvori.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, as you told, that kund manifest when Krishna start crying in the.
But there's a laughter while crying also.
Yeah.
This atihasita means you cry while laughing. You know, he's laughing, he saw that, because he never saw that form of Srimati Radharani, where she's only decorated in one eye. And when you go there, you ask that pujari, at times they decorate only her with one eye. From that, you see the stone is there on the side, so they'll make some mascara, and they'll only decorate Radharani with one eye, because that's why Krishna loves that form. Atihasita.
When Krishna cried, before that Srimati Radharani was using that kund as a mirror. But you said that that kund manifests later when Krishna starts crying.
Yes, there is a kund. But when Krishna is shedding tears, it enters the kund and then it becomes that. What is the last feature of the Lord's touch into a particular place? You understand the point? Oh, you don't know? Who understands? In other words, there may be some existence. Right? For example, before Krishna came to Braj, was there dust? Was there dust there? Yes. But after Krishna came, what happens? The same dust becomes? The same dust is transformed into Duli, into Vrindavan dust. Vrindavan dust is only gotten because Krishna was here. But the dust was there before. Got it? So in the same way, there is a kund. But when Krishna's tears enters it, then it becomes that. It becomes that. Just like you take boga. Isn't this is a fruits, flowers, you take, you know, some vegetables. Now what happens when Krishna tastes? It becomes prasad. So this is that. So that's the meaning. I'm glad you asked the question.
Thank you very much for it.
Any other comments or questions you have? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Which I could not understand the explanation you gave for the Premanjana Charita Shloka. I was not able
Can
to...
Can you repeat and go slow?
Prabhuji, you explained Premanjana Charita verse.
Go slow. Speak slowly.
You explained the Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanana verse. So, in reference to Radharani and Krishna, I could not understand that thing. You said something... I was not able to understand that properly.
Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanana. That means devotion comes when you are decorated, your consciousness, with prema. Anjana means to decorate, with prema. Now, you have to see the Lord with the self of love, not with this particular eyes, but the consciousness that is decorated with the self of love. You see in that way. Is that okay? It's clear? All right. Any other questions or comments? What time do you stop? All right. So we thank you for your kindness and allowing me to be of some service to you today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta kori Vaishnava vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.